Well, folks, we still have a blizzard warning in effect right now in far northwest Missouri. As I record this, it's 1:16 on Friday afternoon. It's far northwest Missouri that's under that blizzard warning. I'm Brian Helsworth, and joining me to talk about it, what's happening around the rest of the state, as well as what we can see maybe in a couple of days, hopefully a warm-up, is Brad Teammeyer. Brad's a meteorologist, National Weather Service, Pleasant Hill. Brad, I know you're busy. We'll keep it short. Blizzard warning remains in effect. This is serious. Four counties, but I-29 was shut down today, at least the southbound lanes. Visibility was almost zero.
Yeah, that's correct. And we're still continuing to see very low visibilities up there with the strong northwest winds that are continuing. Fortunately, the snow is starting to taper off up there. But with those strong northwest winds gusting currently to 40 to 45 miles an hour, we're still seeing visibilities well below a mile in that far northwestern corner of Missouri. So certainly treacherous travel conditions up there. And it's just best if you're in those locations just to stay put through the afternoon hours. The good news is that we're looking at those winds trending downward, especially this evening. So looking at conditions improving, but in the short term, still look to hang tight there just for another next few hours anyway.
You know, Brad, I appreciate the information. You know, I've been here a long time and in the state a long time. I don't remember a lot of blizzard warnings at all. Is this something fairly rare in Missouri to have a blizzard warning?
Yeah, it really is, Brian. And we typically don't issue, we only issue these for the worst of conditions when we expect visibilities to be well below a half a mile. And so that's what this storm has kind of led us to believe, and we're seeing that today, is that the visibilities have been very, very poor up there. And for those that have tried to travel, I know that portions of I-29 have been shut down up in that section of the state just because of the poor travel conditions. And so it's best, you know, just to kind of wait it out. The good news is that, like you mentioned, it's something that's relatively rare around here, so we don't see the strong winds in combination with the snow reducing visibilities like this that often.
Just a couple quick follow-ups here, and we'll let you go. The rest of the state, as I look at radar, it looks like Kansas City has had some, what looks like, again, I can't tell if it's hitting the ground looking at the radar here, but what are we seeing for snow totals in some of the other areas right now?
Yeah, generally across the rest of the state, we're looking at generally of 1 to 3 inches, so lesser amounts of snow as you work your way to the south. But we are still dealing with those strong west to northwest winds, especially across the western portions of the state. As you trek further to the east, those winds aren't as strong, so they're creating less of an impact, but still seeing an impact from the snow and the winds across the region. Like I mentioned, though, the good news is that we're looking at improving conditions through the afternoon and evening hours tonight, and then just cloudy skies kind of lingering through much of the weekend, actually.
Finally, when does it warm up? What are we looking at a warm-up for most of our listeners?
Well, we're going to stay fairly cool through the daytime on Saturday, but that warm-up will start on Sunday, and then it continues into much of next week. And it looks to be a fairly quiet weather pattern. You know, we don't really have a lot to kind of keep an eye on weather-wise for the next 7 days. But looking at temperatures returning to at or above normal conditions probably by mid to late portions of next week.
That is great news. And real quickly, do you know if 29 is still shut down there? Do you know? And if not, I'll check with MoDOT.
I don't have any information on that
at this
point.
Okay, fair enough. Anything you want to add, feel free, sir.
I can't think of anything else at this point.